RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Star Wars: The Force Awakens, now playing in area theaters.
The magic is still here. The Lucasfilm logo and the long time ago and a galaxy far, far away opening still quicken my pulse. Director J.J. Abrams figured it out, broke the code, and created a Star Wars story you are going to buy into, fan or no fan. Abrams did not start from scratch, and he employs a familiar template. The Force Awakens is very familiar to Episode 4, A New Hope. The similarities between the two can produce a mind-numbing list, but I don't mind the relook. When it comes to Star Wars, I'll take what I can get. There are new stars, looking at you, Daisy Ridley, some old friends, the John Williams music you know and love, and a welcome return to a galaxy we only get to visit every other decade or so. I, for one, am ready for more. The most obvious consequence of bringing in new blood is Daisy Ridley is going to be a superstar. This girl more than holds her own. She runs circles around John Boyega, her new trilogy co-star, and easily bests the villain in screen presence. Daisy plays Rey, the new Luke Skywalker. Surviving on her own amongst a rough crowd scavenging parts on a desert planet, the universe falls on top of Rey's head when a droid containing secrets must be found. Forces, both good and evil, destroy everything in their path to capture it. Sound familiar? Joining Rey is Finn, played by Boyega, a stormtrooper with a conscience. During an early scene of slaughter, Finn shows his scruples when he refuses to murder innocents. These stormtroopers are no longer working for the Galactic Empire. That's old news. Now it is the First Order, an armada with some blatant Nazi iconography, including oversized flags and a left-handed Sieg Heil salute. General Hux, played by Domhnall Gleeson, is the political military force in charge, while Kylo Ren, played by Adam Driver, acts as special forces. Visually similar to Darth Vader in his black helmet and attire, Kylo Ren appears to still be human, though, and much less machine. The new R2-D2 is BB-8, a rolling basketball-like robot with a swivel head. He will be the kids' favorite part of the show, and acts as tension relief when he does something silly or tries not to get kicked. In fact, there is a lot more humor and laughs going on here than we are used to in the Star Wars galaxy. The first trilogy had a bit, mostly the droids, and the second trilogy barely had any. Now there are one-liners and sight gags. There's a lot of discussion on all new characters, even if the plot is tried and true. What about the characters we already know and are most excited to see? Don't worry. Han Solo, aged but rugged Harrison Ford, and Chewbacca show up soon enough, taking charge of Rey and Finn, and then requiring rescue themselves. Han and Chewie are back to their old smuggling way of life, and still rely on Han's wordplay and Chewie's blaster to get them out of sticky situations. Princess Leia, pardon me, General Leia, played by Carrie Fisher, shows up once everybody gets on the same page. Battle plans and attack formations are formed to take out the First Order's new solar system-killing planet-slash-machine. It serves a similar function to the Death Star, but is now an entire planet and requires an entire star to power it. Just like A New Hope and Return of the Jedi, our heroes split up into specialized groups with objectives, which must be accomplished before another group can even begin its mission. I should be concerned with the series plagiarizing and cannibalization, and perhaps it will irk me more as I have more time to digest it, but I believe The Force Awakens gets a pass on these sins, because I am thankful to have the opportunity to sit in a movie theater and absorb more Star Wars. Accuse me of being a fan more than a critic on this one, but I still have my fair share of criticisms. John Boyega has a few heavy-lifting emotional scenes to work through, and he falls short. It is either because Daisy Ridley is standing across from him, out-acting him, or he just can't cut the mustard yet. But Boyega is a bit of a weak spot. Also, Adam Driver as Kylo Ren fails to land much of a punch. He is internally conflicted and wrestling with some serious demons, but true menacing venom is absent. The Star Wars series never earned many plaudits for its acting, but now that I've seen what can be done in the form of Daisy Ridley, I expect it with everyone else. The Star Wars atmosphere is also a bit blander. The unique contraptions people use for transportation are not so unique looking anymore. in the crazy cast of characters we saw on Tatooine and in Jabba the Hutt's palace, are replaced by second-tier crazy-looking characters. I grant you this may be due to advanced age and having already experienced 6 Star Wars films and their look, but I am quite confident that the Abrams look is a bit less original than the George Lucas look. Now we enter a more familiar time, a time of waiting, rumor, and expectations for the next Star Wars installment. Whatever occurs, it better come with a full dose of Daisy Ridley. That is why I give Star Wars The Force Awakens 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Star Wars The Force Awakens is rated PG-13, playing all throughout the Tampa Bay area, including Regal Largo Mall 8, Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.